Hey, Shalom, and Chag Sameach. Again, is a thanks to Yahweh for this privilege again to speak to the world here in the wilderness. And I'm going to deliver a message today that I think is also timely message, as we also now seeing the fulfillment of what has been prophesied from the scriptures in this end time, as we see the rumors of wars, the nation against nations, kingdom against kingdom, and also the tragedy that is now happening. And just recently, today, the earthquake is happening out there in Asia, particularly in our country, the Philippines, because the Bible is really saying what is to be done or what will happen in the end of days. And as we all know also that the Bible is, one third of it is the prophecy, and 80% and 90% of this is for the end time. So we should be thinking of this and realizing this thing, that all of these prophecies from the scripture is not fulfilling even in our own eyes. And but sad thing is, there are supposed to be Bible believing people in the world did not understand these things. They are not really focusing on what would be happening in this end time, is because probably because of this message that we are now discussing. So this message called Why Rapture is False. So why rapture is false? So maybe because the people don't want to risk their lives, or even undergoing this kind of they don't want to undergo this kind of trials, these testings, and even persecutions, because they believe that they will be raptured during this time. So is this really true? So this is what the Bible is saying. Okay? So this rapture theory believes that the Bible believing or the saints in this end time will be raptured before any end time tribulation begin. So that is what they believe. And also, allegedly, Yeshua will come twice. One is on the rapture, and the second would be on the second coming, then together with the saints, to fight against the enemies in the Armageddon. So that is what they believe. And another thing is, they also believe that in this end time, during the rapture, many would come into the faith. And eventually, there will be a great revival, as they claim would be in this end time. Okay, so this is what they believe. And now we will go into the scripture to find out what would be it says about this claim. But before we go over to that, let us first know who is the one who started this false belief of rapture theory. So this was started way back 1830s, and this was started with a man, a Scottish preacher, a charismatic Scottish preacher named Edward Irving, and eventually it was developed and spread out by a man, John Nelson Darby, in the 19th century. And eventually, and unfortunately, until now, this is the famous teachings of the Christendom, and I was once believed this also before, until I discovered the truth from the scripture. Now, the teachers and the believers of this pre-tribulation raptures believe that although the word rapture would not be found in the scripture, but allegedly the thought of it is in there. So is it really correct? No. So now, what also their basis on this, believing this theory and teaching the people to believe in this? Let us find out some of the passages that they're using to support their claims. So one of those is in 1 Thessalonians 1, verse 10. 1 Thessalonians verse 1, verse, chapter 1, verse 10. It says, "And to await his Son from heaven, even Yeshua, whom he raised from the dead, for it is he who will deliver us from the coming wrath." Okay, so this is what they believe, that when this chaos came and when this tragedy came, or persecutions or tribulation came, they will be waiting for the Messiah, Yeshua, whom the Father raised from the dead. to deliver them from this wrath. So they believe that this wrath is that what they have been delivering from. And if we clearly search from the scriptures, this word wrath will be bringing into this world by Yeshua himself when he returns as a punishment to the wicked and also to those who rejected the truth. So there is no any related whatsoever to the pre-revelation rapture. Another one is on Revelation chapter 4. If you open our Bible in the book of Revelation chapter 4, it says, so what does the Bible says? After these things I saw, and behold, a door being opened in heaven, and I heard the first voice as a trumpet speaking with me, saying, come up here, and I will show you what needs to happen after these things. So these rapture-believing teachers and those who believe in it believes that the Revelation 3, or 2 and 3, the chapter 2 and 3 of the book of Revelations that we already know that talks about the seven congregation in Asia. Now, it talks about them. And in chapter 4, as we are now reading, this is the one that the church has been invited to come up into heaven. So that is what they believe. So is this really what the verse interpreted for? No. So as we know that this verse has been inviting or taking John, the beloved, to come up into the spirit to see visions. There's nothing related with the church to be brought into heaven. And so the raptures happen. So this is not. Okay? So another verses that they claim to support their belief is that in the book of Luke, chapter 17, beginning verse 26. And it was in the days of Noah, so also it will be in the days of the Son of Man. They were eating, drinking, marrying, giving marriage until the day Noah went into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed all. And likewise, as it was in the days of Lot, they were eating, drinking, buying, selling, planting, building. But the day Lot went out from Sodom, Yahweh rained down fire and brimstone from the heaven and destroyed all of them. According to those things, it will be in the day of the Son of Man is revealed. So, it is also noted as they claim that before Yahweh punished the world, and even during Noah's time, and even during Lot's time, the righteous has been rescued. So this is their claim. So it is also that during the time of calamity and punishment, Yahweh or Yeshua will rescue also the saints. So this is what they claim. So is this really the right interpretation of the scripture? Okay? So it is only being noted by all of us that only in some point the righteous will be rescued by Yahweh in some point for some purpose and reason, but these passages, Yeshua only telling us that when the days of the Son of Man comes, the people are doing the same things on the days of Noah and on the days of Lot. Okay? So there's no such any relation whatsoever on the claim of the rapture. Okay, and then another one is in, if you continue reading in the same chapter, start in verse 34. Verse 34, I say to you, in the night two will be on one bed, the one will be taken and the other will be left. The two will be grinding together, one will be taken and the other will be left. Two will be in the field, the one will be taken and the other will be left. So this is, for my understanding before, are the closest passages to support the rapture theory. Because one will be taken, that is what they believe, and the other left. No? And that is the actual rapture is happening. That's why we can see in the movies that even the pilot has been gone out from the airplane, and then there's chaos happening there. So that is what they believe. So is that really what this Bible is all about? If we continue reading on verse 37, we really know and understand what this passage is all about. Now verse 37 says, "And answering, they said to him, 'Where are our master?' And he said to them, 'Where the carcass is, there the eagles will be gathered together.'" So, wondering why these things has been said by Yeshua, the disciple asked him to where, master? He's talking about where this has been taken, being brought. Now, and then Yeshua answered, where the carcass is, there the eagles will be gathered together. So as we understand where the carcass just is, no, and where the eagles also gathering is on the war. This is during the war. So if we understand these things and realize these things, that those who will be taken will be brought into the place where the carcass is. So meaning, those who will be taken will be destroyed. Okay, so this is the real interpretation of this, but they believe the total opposite. Okay, and another one is in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, beginning verse 13, and says, "But I want you to know, my brethren, concerning those who sleep, that you should not grieve as the rest do, who have not hope. For if we believe that Yeshua died and rose again, even so will him through Yeshua will also bring with him all those who have fallen asleep. For we say this to you in the word of Elohim, that we, the living who remain at the coming of our Master, will not at all go before those who have fallen asleep. Because the Master himself shall come down from heaven with a commanding shout of an archangel's voice and with the trumpet of Yahweh. And the dead and Messiah will rise again first. And then we who remain alive will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet with our Master in the air. And so we'll always be with our Master." So again, this is one of the closest claim of the scriptures that support their claims. But it is really during this time rapture is happening. That is what they believe on the last trumpet. Then they will be raptured and they will be caught up together and bring into heaven. So if we clearly analyze and understand this passage, we can see that the passage talk about the trumpet of Yahweh. Number in the book of Revelation chapter 11, it says that the seventh trumpet. And specifically mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 51 and 52, the last trumpet. So the last trumpet has been blown out, and then Yeshua comes. And this is talking about the resurrections and not the rapture. Okay? So this claim is really far beyond the truth, no, from the scripture. It's because it is a product of misinterpretation of the scriptures. And this is also the reason why there are a lot of groups of religious people in the world, because of misinterpretation from the scripture. Now, for us, these doctrines or false doctrines of pre-tribulation raptures actually gives people a false hope, because these doctrines believing that the believers will not necessarily undergo any kind of hardship, persecution, or afflictions or tribulations because they will be raptured. Okay, so actually this is the teaching of a coward teachers, of so-called teachers of the scripture, that they don't want to undergo such kind of hardship in this time. Because if this really happening, just take note of this. If this happened, that the brethren in this end time will be raptured, it is totally unfair with the brethren before. The first disciples, the first apostles, when they are become martyred, even killed by those oppressors. And then we, in this end time, believing that we do not undergo these things, it is unfair. So anybody who will follow Yeshua's footsteps will actually undergo these kind of trials. And the Bible says, Yeshua says, in Matthew 24:13, that those who will endure to the end will be saved. Then, what do we or what those things that we need to endure and to overcome if we are not there, if we are not undergoing these kinds of persecutions. Now, the Bible tells us a different thing. In John chapter 16, if we're going to open that, if there's still time left here, in the book of John, chapter 16, verse 33, that's what it says. I have spoken these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world there will be affliction to you, but take courage, I have conquered the world. So if we are with Yeshua, as the Bible says, even though this thing is happening, this hardship, persecutions, and many things in this world, we don't need to worry about it because Yeshua is with us. He will protect us, he will deliver us from, or even if ever we'll be brought into authorities, we don't worry what to say, what to speak, because Yahweh will put that words in our mouth. That's what the Bible says. And the most important thing is Yeshua said, I conquered the world. Okay? I conquered the world. So there's no need to worry because Yeshua conquered the world, and if we believe on his words, we also overcome that things. Okay? And if you also read in the book of Daniel chapter 7, I will not be going there, Revelation 13 verse 7 and Revelation 12, 14 and 17, it only says that the anti-Messiah, the peace power, will make war against the saints and they overcame them. Okay, see, this is the clear message from the scripture that we, the followers of Yeshua, will be undergoing these things. No, but not up to that point that we will become martyred, because there is some kind of we will be providing a temporary place for his people, for safety in this end time. But those who will undergoing this thing, the so-called now these young people, they're aiming to see is to believe, are the ones who become martyred, because they really, if they really want to save and to be in the kingdom, they need to even willing to lose their life, as Yeshua said, those who will lose their life for my sake, they shall have it. And also Yeshua mentions in the book of Revelation 23 that those overcoming, he says to the seven congregation, those who will be overcoming will be given, will be given a time or to eat the tree of life, in the garden. And also that he also said that those who overcome will not at all hurt by the second death. And another one also will be given to eat the hidden manna, and also will be given authority over the nations, and to be clothed with white garments, and to become pillars in the sanctuary of Yahweh. So this is the rewards that will be given for those who overcome. So overall, if we look at these teachings, so there is nothing true on all of this, because the truth is we need to overcome. And then last verse that we're reading here, allow me to read it with you before I close here in chapter 21 of the book of Revelation. Okay, verse 6, and he said to me, it is done. I am the Aleph and the Tau, the beginning and the ending. To the one thirsting, I will freely give to the fountain of the water of life. The one overcoming will inherit all things, and I will be Elohim to him, and he will be the son to me. So it is very clear that all of us, the followers of Yeshua, needs to overcome whatsoever thing that comes in our life, and we must make sure that we should overcome this for us to receive all of these rewards that Yeshua promised to his people. Yahweh bless and have some yam.